Hi, everybody, and welcome to this episode of Infield Chatter. Sorry we weren't here last week, but I forgot.
What?
That's all that there is to it. I just, you know, I was tired. I bought MLB 16 The Show. I was getting into that, and you know, just there's stuff on TV. It's pretty good, and yeah. So anyway, I'm joined by the usual two co-hosts. First off, we have Devin Jessup in Las Vegas, Nevada, home of flashy lights and slot machines in every restroom, graveyard, etc. How are you doing tonight, Devin?
Hold on. I think I'm actually just about to get the jackpot on the slot machine that's installed inside my home. State law.
Now is that included with the utilities, or do you have to pay a monthly thing for how much you use the slot machine?
Oh, it's separate. It's separate. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to find a good slot machine's included apartment. Just, you know. Also, from Scottsdale, which, I don't know, I don't really have anything funny to say about that, we have Soko. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah. Do you want a bit?
Sure.
I don't have a bit this time. I figured that one can have the bit.
Yeah, fine. Okay. Maybe that was the bit. It's like, more like meta.
Yeah. Definitely, yep. Definitely. Always meta.
So anyway, since we last joined you, Diamondbacks land, the season has started. We're recording this Thursday night, and currently the Diamondbacks and Cubs are engaged at a very nice score in the top of the fourth right now. As obviously we record these in advance, and some things we say might be out of date. That's fine, but kind of good we didn't record last week, because you would have had to wait a week for us to talk about this anyway. But second to last exhibition game of the season, AJ Pollock, his elbow just was like nope. And he's out for a while. So, are you in the fallout shelter now, or are you just hoarding shotguns over the Diamondback season so far?
Well, it's my understanding from articles I've seen that the Diamondback season has started and is now already over because AJ Pollock injured himself. I don't know if I'm necessarily being talked down off a ledge. I'm disappointed. I'm not happy that AJ Pollock injured himself, obviously. I would really like to see him out there, but I mean, like, it's opening week. Let's at least maintain some enthusiasm for the through the first two series before we get all apocalyptic. That's what I'm saying.
So I should return the bulk mayonnaise and corn, canned corn that I bought at Costco.
I'm so glad that you're not in charge of our post-apocalyptic dining plans, because
that's all you need.
Corn salad is not an everyday dish. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, it's not always a dish. Sometimes you blend it up and you have a smoothie.
And really, in the apocalypse, you have to. Arby's meat tornado. Anyway, fans of the old video roundtable. Well, specifically fans of things we said off air, if I recall correctly. That's a throwback to you. But I was gonna say, I mean, canned corn is fine. I mean, you can't like go directly to cannibalism. I mean, you kind of have to work up to it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that would just make it would like get people motivated for cannibalism for something other than corn, I guess. But
well, first
don't forget the mayonnaise.
Yeah. First you eat all the corn. Mm-hmm. I assume the mayonnaise, you know, you're fine there.
You gotta make sure it ages correctly, though. Like, what you gotta do is you take that 5-gallon jar of mayonnaise, and you open it up, and you leave it on the counter for a couple weeks.
Okay, I'm just gonna ask that we put a warning on this podcast. Do not listen while you're eating dinner, because I just ate and I am feeling a little queasy at this point.
I will say the rancid mayonnaise, that does keep the mutants away.
Except for the ones who have developed an immunity to the spoiled foods. I mean, that some of them.
That's sort of the first wave. Then natural selection kicks in, and you have to come up with plan B.
But this scenario really is just a giant metaphor for kind of how I feel about the Diamondback season so far.
Yeah. It's not been great.
No. I mean, you're safe from the monsters because you're in a bunker. But it could be better.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah. That's all I can really say because, I mean, it's the first week.
Like,
you really shouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, you were really hoping that you were going to be, crap, what's her name? Frantically Googling the podcast. You know, you really hope that you're going to be stuck down in the bunker with Ellie Kemper as opposed to this jar of moldy, smelly mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. But you're not getting eight. So, you know, I'm trying to look at the bright side here.
Hey, you know, the fallout could just sort of dissipate in some way. You never know. It's unlikely, but it could happen. But next week maybe you start looting a bit. Get other people's supply, get their mayonnaise and corn, and you know, some of them might have Twinkies.
Yeah. Then you have something to dip into the mayonnaise.
Oh yeah.
I am really looking forward to when our vault opens so I can just go wander out into the radioactive wasteland where people are actively trying to kill me, because that seems more welcoming than the post-apocalyptic SoCo menu.
I smell a Fallout 4 mod someone should make.
Mm-hmm.
Or 3 if it's easier. Yeah, I feel like, obviously, it's too early to panic or anything, and there are still things about this team that seem kind of fun, like the offense seems good. My favorite short-term narrative so far this season has been that, as of tonight, Gene Segura already has half his home run total from last year.
I was just thinking that, I mean, the Cubs have to be a little pleased that Gene Segura is not in the NL Central this season.
Yeah, if he's at least kind of good this year, it sort of, man, Milwaukee just kind of sucks, I guess. Just as a concept.
Wouldn't you be desperate to get out of there?
It's like halfway through his first season when he was playing well, like they took him downstairs and it's like here is a giant wheel of Gouda, you must eat this or we eat this all in one sitting or we'll never accept you. And he's like, nope, screw this, I'm out.
I mean, it's established canon that the best thing about Milwaukee is a fairly unimpressive at best beer. So, who wouldn't want to get out of there?
Old Milwaukee? I'm assuming you're referring to Miller products, because I was thinking Old Milwaukee.
Actually, I was referring to Milwaukee's Best.
Oh, wow.
That is a Miller product.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that is true.
I was going to say, just like get a... you know, a six-pack of Old Milwaukee and, you know, a movie, and you have a very, very sad night on your hands. You know. But I don't know if he'll keep this up. I do want him to keep hitting well, because obviously that would be good, because I like it when the Diamondbacks do things well.
Yeah.
And but
even more so, I like it when smug analysts get to eat their words.
Yeah. Definitely. That, definitely.
So, Gene, if you're listening to this, you know, don't just keep hitting because it'll be good for your career or help the team, but really help my feeling of vindication.
Keep hitting because screw those other guys.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah. Yeah, if... I'm looking up real quick. Is there a baseball reference? Frantically Googling.
The podcast.
Is there no 2016 page for the Milwaukee Brewers yet? Because I was kind of wanting to see how the various pieces we sent over there are doing right now.
I believe that may actually be at the Milwaukee Brewers' request.
Hmm. Possibly a good idea.
I think you have to go to arbysdeathoftheuniverse.com to find that page.
I thought that was a .net, but they turned Arby's by my house into a Lotta Burger, which I actually tried tonight.
I'm sorry. They have Lotta Burger in Tucson now?
They have one. It's near where I live.
Oh, man.
And it was pretty good, but, you know, it's in what used to be an Arby's, so I just wonder if there's still some leftover Arby-ness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking at how the Brewers are doing. Aaron Hill is batting 200 right now. So
we won the trade, mother.
Woo. Yeah, victory is ours.
This is a payback for 2011.
Let's drink beer and shoot things.
I have a question. I haven't been able to attend a Diamondbacks game yet so far. But when Ricky Weeks comes to bat, do we still chant Justin Upton?
I did. I was at the game on Tuesday. And
were you with a
what?
Were you with a bunch of foreigners? That's but you know what I mean.
Weren't you with some of them foreigners that game there?
Others. Yes, I was with a group of Romanians, but not all of them were. Some were Americans that are also from my work. But there were about 5 people in attendance, I think, total at the game. So I'm pretty sure Ricky Weeks heard me.
I hope so.
But he got on base and almost had a toot gland. So I felt justified. Okay. I felt justified.
Long distance high five.
Is there a gif of someone dunking on someone here? I don't know.
it would probably be more like that guy dunking on that pancake.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Oh, yes. I don't. You should look that up. The guy trying to dunk on a pancake. It's life affirming.
It's fantastic. It's great.
Yeah. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. Gotta edit this out. But yeah, the Diamondback season has been so far. But again, it just feels too early to. Whatever, and you know, hope Gene Segura keeps hitting well. I follow two Brewers fans on Twitter, I should say.
On the tweet.
And you know, on the tweety, on the tweet bot, on the
on the tweetifications.
Tweetification of our blah blah blah. But it's it's kind of fun to have another team's fan in existential despair because a player they traded away is doing well after not doing well with their team. It's like, it's sort of like getting paid back for, you know, a few instances of that happening with the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, it's nice to be on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, you know. And hopefully it'll keep going. Zach Greinke didn't pitch well, but he may or may not have had the flu. That's a weird story. Let's talk about that.
The flu. Is it like regular flu? Or is it like in the NBA when they have the flu and it's just because they were drinking the night before?
That's the thing. I don't know. Because, like, so Zach Greinke opening day start didn't pitch very well. Kind of concerning, but, you know, that's a thing that just may occasionally happen. Who knows? The next day, like, well, when he's talking to the media after the game, I think he's used saying sort of the same stuff about, you know, I missed location, some other stuff. Like, I think, like, one of the home runs he gave up in that game was like, one that wouldn't go out in all but two ballparks, and Chase Field happened to be one of them. But it was, you know, sort of the usual kind of platitudes. As much as Zach Greinke can, because, you know, he's kind of a odd duck. But
he probably had to frantically Google those platitudes because he's not used to giving that post-game interview.
Yeah. But it's like, not great, but, you know, probably not the end of the world. You know, every starter has a few, you know, like your favorite band probably has an album or two that's like terrible. So, you know.
That's a fact.
No, not my favorite band. Everything they do is amazing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine. New Kids on the Block. Everything they did was great. But after that, most other bands have at least one stinker.
And if it's a stinker, like, oh, they were trying a new thing and it didn't work out. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's acceptable. You know, you tried something new, maybe it didn't really work out, people weren't into it, it's fine. But if you just, like, give up on life and just record whatever, that's bad.
Okay, I'm feeling like this podcast is being personally attacked now.
I think one of the people from our, I'm going to check. One of the people from our ska band thing last year might be on the 40-man roster now. I'll have to check, but but yeah, this guy to an odd place, but oh no, didn't make it. Never mind. I lied. I do that sometimes. Meh. But yeah, but you know, life. But so yeah, okay, Greinke, sorry. So yeah, the usual, like, didn't have it, whatever, I did this wrong, blah, blah, blah. The next day, Ken Rosenthal, who's, you know, fairly good with, you know, sort of insider reports and stuff, because he usually gets good information, tweets out that apparently Greinke had the flu that day, but they decided to let him pitch anyway. Which is like, okay. But, like, no one on the team said anything, and then later Chip Hale said, no, that's not the case. And nobody could talk to Greinke himself, because apparently he has this thing where he only talks to the media on days he pitches. Which, that's a fine policy.
You can get away with that when you pitch like Zach Greinke does.
I generally don't like to talk to people unless I have to.
By that logic, though, he should be talking to the media, because he wasn't pitching like Zach Greinke.
Oh!
So won't get the aloe vera, because that was a bird.
Gene Segura, if you're still listening to this, don't tell Greinke about that.
You might think it's funny.
Probably not.
Probably.
Okay. You know, well, let's get a little serious, though, about Zach Greinke. Let's get serious here.
Okay.
What is the possibility? What is the possibility here that he is a sleeper agent from the Dodgers? Just asking questions.
So are you saying he's a sleeper? It's like he's planted there because the theory I was going for that he's just Well, let's take yours to its logical end first, and I'll submit my theory. that I don't actually believe, but it's funny.
Well, I mean, one of the few teams who would be able to afford to pay someone mm-hmm. enough money more than the Diamondbacks just to go to another team and be terrible would be the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
But, they throw on a couple cool mil along with what the Diamondbacks are paying him. Makes sense. I don't know. But the thing is, people, the fans of the team Zach Greinke is on now can actually watch him on TV, so that might be another.
Nice. Yeah, it's true. It's
true. Yeah, then maybe there was a certain amount of performance anxiety in that he knew that there was an actual audience.
Yeah, maybe that was the problem. He's only used to pitching because, I mean, if he pitches for the Dodgers, he's got a couple innings where there's nobody in the stands, nobody can watch it on TV. Yep. He knows it's basically just like an extended warm-up. He can get in the zone, and by the time people do show up and are watching, he's already going.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. You know, he's got those innings. There's no one on TV. And Vin Scully is just like reading from the back of a Bran Flakes box. It's perfect.
Yeah. Actually, I mean, I will admit, I'm taking tests, the way I prepare for it is I just have Vin Scully read me random items because it settles you down. It calms you down.
It's like a
yeah,
toilet.
Pretty much.
Exactly. If you can just get, you know, fight off the sleep long enough, then you get a pretty kick-ass high.
Yeah. He's like, well, let's look at this box of Special K.
Mm-hmm. And you're almost there, and you want to fall asleep, and you fight it off, and then it's good time.
I wish I could do a good Vin Scully impression because I'd read the back of this Jersey Mike's bag I threw away a few days ago in the trash.
When are you giving the best shot?
Mike's Subs opened its first neighborhood. Mike's Subs opened its first neighborhood shop on the Jersey Shore. Back then, the submarine sandwich was a relatively new idea.
Okay. I'm sorry. If you're going for Vin Scully, rein in that enthusiasm a little bit. You're a little bit too energetic.
Yeah. I was trying to get the sort of like that kind of downward inflection-y sort of end sentences with. That's what I'm focusing on. Catering to hungry travelers and beach-going vacationers, Mike's offered customers something they couldn't find just anywhere. Sub sandwiches made with fresh, high-quality ingredients. The food spoke for itself, and on the shop quickly became an icon on the shore. Blah, 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 Farmer John's.
Kellogg Special K.
Yeah, that's what I remember. Like when I was like, you know, a kid on vacation to my grandparents in Southern California. They didn't have TV, but they listened to like Dodger games, and that was always the Vin Scully affectation I remember. It was like Farmer John's promo every twice an inning. I have a Dodger hat they gave me that's like a too dark shade of blue. It has a Farmer John's logo on the side. So yeah, so but it also it was an opening day star too, so there's more people in the crowd. Whereas in LA he was he would always pitch second behind Kershaw.
That is true, yeah.
Maybe that's part of the problem too. He didn't have the protection of Clayton Kershaw in the lineup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So really what the Diamondbacks need is just some random left-handed pitcher to grow his hair out a little, squint a bunch, and grow out a really, really terrible facial hair.
Yep.
Yep. It all makes sense. My depressing sort of theory was that he might have just Barry Zito'd. It's like, got the big money, just going to give up on life now.
Oh my god, he came to Arizona to retire. Oh no! Oh!
every horrible stereotype of the state coming true. All he needs to do is say something vaguely racist to Hispanic people.
Yeah. Ooh.
I'm worried that like every day at like 4 p.m. the team has to send somebody out to Sun City to be like, "All right, Barry." Or, I'm sorry, not Barry. Zach.
Barry, Zach, it's all the same.
You know, whatever. Pick him up from where he's been playing shuffleboard. With all the other retirees.
And, you know, complaining about the dem millennials with their texties and their, you know.
Always having to take pictures of food and put it on the internet.
I think this is a good time to sort of transition to questions from listeners. I see we only have them in the GGT. A lot of them are not on topic, but I'll just take them in some sort of order. This comes from SnakePit member Zipu. There's three O's there. And it's excise, which I think is whatever. Anyway, if you could be any kind of tree, what kind of tree would you be?
If I could be any kind of tree, what I would be is actually, hold on, let me frantically Google something really quick so that I can find out the proper type of tree. Yeah, okay, so I found out about this place a couple days ago. It's this forest called Pando, also known as the Trembling Giant. It's a clonal colony of a single type of a single aspen. It's a single living organism. It's like I'm trying to figure out how big it is. I don't know. It's supposed to be it's like basically a big aspen grove, but it shares roots, so it's technically all one plant. It's estimated to be 80,000 years old. It weighs 6 million kilograms, something like that. And it is just huge and kind of awesome. So that is the kind of tree I would want to be, a clonal colony of an aspen. Yeah, there we go. Way more detail on that than was absolutely needed.
Yeah, I don't think I can meet that.
Well, you know, you don't have to beat it. Maybe you could just supplement it? Like, I'd want to be like Yggdrasil, the world tree in North North mythology. Ugh. Unique New York.
The human tourist was denied a bank loan.
Red leather, yellow leather. Yggdrasil, the world tree in Norse religion, or like the Kaidi tree from Charlie Brown, or I don't know.
Yeah. I would make like a tree and take a hike.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I don't think about trees very often, Zippo. So I don't think it really matters at that point because you're a frickin' tree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trees, who needs them? Am I right? Yeah. Hot take.
Okay, but first of all, if trees are bad, where do we get baseball bats from?
Bing! Well, aluminum ones. Yeah.
No.
Everybody loves the sound of ping at the ballpark.
Well, not anymore because they have those weird composite bats now.
Yeah, they still kind of make a pinging noise.
Not a, yeah, true.
Not as, not yes, as it's not as loud, but it's still kind of there.
So, trees. Who needs them? That's what I say. This comes from... Okay, this comes from Asteroid. I'm not sure where this discussion would go, but I'm trying to fill time. I mean, to generate something. The question is simply, cactus or succulent? Discuss.
I'm a little surprised at the number of plant-based questions, I guess.
It's
Are they suggesting something about level of interest in our podcast here?
Because I did it propped it like that.
I don't know.
So cactus or succulent? Which one's mayonnaise?
Well, I think if you use mayonnaise properly, you can make a truly succulent dish. So, I'm gonna go with succulents on this one because I just looked it up and I found out that apparently succulents are sometimes called fat plants. So, yeah.
I'm disappointed that the Google image search for succulent mayonnaise is not as dirty. And safe search is off, so darn. I don't know, yes. let's see. Mayonnaise cactus.
I'm also looking up information as to what, like, why cactus and succulents are different. A practical but unscientific horticultural definition is: a succulent plant is any desert plant that a succulent plant collector wishes to grow. Good work there, horticulture experts.
Guys, I found a list for the 10 best mayonnaise pie recipes.
Oh my goodness.
Summer.
One is chocolate mayonnaise. Let's see now. Whoa, what is this? Close. Thank you. That was boring. Wait, apple walnut crumb pie? With mayonnaise? We can probably cut this.
That sort of thing feels like when people from Indiana learn about dessert.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's like
it's mayonnaise, like
a banana cream pie, but instead of the cream, it's mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's just like the sort of upper Midwest, I guess, Big Ten country. Pre-Maryland and Rutgers would be kind of like mayonnaise is like huge there.
Okay, so I type in top 10 mayonnaise into Google, and one of the auto search it gives me is top 10 mayonnaise brands.
Mm-hmm.
And are there really like? I just want to know who is that intent and fascinated by mayonnaise to spend the time coming like researching multiple brands of mayonnaise and deciding what's their favorite.
I can only think of two right now, other than like generic ones.
I don't know. Maybe they're
Hellman's and Duke's. That's about.
Oh, I was going to say Hellman's and Best, but those are actually the same brand.
Okay, this list has Miracle Whip in it, which is not mayonnaise. I'm sorry, that's different.
No, you are correct. It's not mayonnaise. It's a dressing.
Yeah.
It's mayonnaise, but not.
No, it's not mayonnaise. Like, in any capacity, it's not mayonnaise.
I thought you were emphasizing it like that for.
No, I just like saying mayonnaise.
Also, why is baconaise so far down this list? It's like number 9.
I like bacon, but I think its thing as an internet novelty is a bit overstated.
I know. Let's try and get mayonnaise.
I feel like we've
up there.
I feel like we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Possibly. All our conversation seems to devolve into Star Wars or, you know,
disgusting,
horrendous food stuff. Yeah. It's nice to have friends with shared interest.
What about an Arby's sandwich? So picture your normal roast beef Arby's sandwich. Now picture the amount of mayonnaise that you get on a Burger King Whopper. And combine the two of those concepts together.
No, thank you.
I'm, that's distressing.
Or is that just dressing? Understand.
Oh, God. We're playing.
Oh, man. We really need more topics before we start that.
This is another question. I'm just gonna throw it out. I don't know. It says, should Adam and Jamie get their own shows now that Mythbusters is no more?
Can I admit something?
Oh no. Is this gonna get you banned from the internet?
It probably will.
Okay.
I haven't watched enough of that show to know even who they are. I assume that they are people on it. Is it the two dudes?
Yes.
Yeah, Adam was the one without the hat.
So the one who looked like a walrus?
No, Jamie is the bald one with a hat who speaks at a low register, and Adam's the one who speaks at a high register.
Which, if he hasn't watched the show, Jamie is the walrus guy.
James Walrus.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Cuckoo, Google, yeah. YouTube.
Not Jonathan Long.
No. But, sure, why not? I mean, the wide world of television marketing. In fact, Adam is a guest riffer on a riff tracks thing I bought yesterday, so, you know, maybe there's a career there.
In fact,
they feel like it. Sure, go for it.
I feel like, if they did get their own shows, they'd need to kind of come up with, a separate take on whatever they're doing. But also, I mean, Jamie and Adam kind of work out together because, like, they balance each other out in their personalities, I guess.
Eh, that's fair. But, yeah, it's a question we know nothing about, but I thank you that there's an actual damn question about things. And I did sort of go to all the off-topic questions because we covered all the on-topic ones, sort of. A little, maybe not really, I don't know. Let's end this episode by looking ahead to the Diamondbacks next week. After the series against the Cubs, there is an off day Monday. Woof can who, because I'm about to write a recap. And plug time, I'll be recording my first episode of my other podcast, which I'll put a snippet in into next week's episode at the end to tease. Or it'll be released. I don't know. I don't know how schedules work. But after that, we have three games in Los Angeles against the aforementioned Dodgers. And if I can't count this right, we will not be seeing Zach Greinke in that series pitch against his old team. So, sorry, easy narratives. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nope. And then after that, this is kind of the team I want to talk about because they're kind of sad. The San Diego Padres, three games, Friday, Saturday, Sunday then, who at the time of recording, and maybe by the time you're listening to this, still have yet to score a run. Like, that's a thing. They play three games.
It's kind of impressive in a terrible way.
It's like they played against Clayton Kershaw their first game. Okay, fine, that happens. But, like, the rest of the Dodgers' rotation is just hobos and injured people. So, you know, I don't know what the excuse is.
The excuse is that they're the San Diego Padres. I'm pretty sure that...
They might be the most sort of like meh franchise in baseball. Like, you can't really find many people with strong opinions about them. They're not particularly good.
But they're not so bad that they're interesting either.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just mediocre just as opposed to like comically bad.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. They're just there. But apparently they also have new uniforms this year. It's like, who came up with that idea first?
Well, they announced theirs first.
Sure, if you want to.
If we want to believe that time is an actual linear thing, sure, but no, it's not. So obviously, we announced our uniforms, and they sent a message back through a rift in time space, and we're like, oh, quick, we need to come up with new uniforms. Let's just add yellow to it or something. I don't know.
That's
I think actually it wasn't so much like they forgot that they were supposed to come up with uniforms and somebody accidentally just got mustard on a uniform.
And they just went with it.
They're like, yeah, that's great. Yeah. Top notch. 112%.
Yes, that's a thing we like. That is excellent. But yeah, they did that. They didn't go full YOLO kickflip Giga Blast on it, but you know. Not everyone can be special like that, because by this time, you will have read an article, I hope, on the Snake Pit, wherein I defend the use of the new uniforms by basically saying, if you don't like them, you're probably dead inside. And I also, there was a paragraph where I talk about the Yankees being like the snobs at a 80s movie that takes place at a ski resort. It all makes sense.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, it's published by this point, but at the time of recording, I haven't actually finished writing it. It's due tomorrow.
You're just hyping yourself up so you're like, okay, it better be good now.
I'm just talking, so maybe ideas will come, but no. But I will say that it's sort of like, why not just embrace the sort of weirdness of the uniforms, that the uniqueness, just like, hey, this is our thing. And you know, we've had a week of them. By, like, the end of the month, you're going to get used to them. And, yeah. I'm also doing a project wherein I'll probably write something at the end of each month wherein I am taking every possible uniform combination. So far, let me open up the Excel spreadsheet. God, I think I have about 10 right now of uniform variants, and there's probably more I'm forgetting. And just compiling a win-loss record from that.
Yeah, I like
and
this.
And then analyze.
These are the important decisions that have to be made.
Yeah, we're always getting down to the nitty gritty here.
Say, Grant, if you say it two more times, then Amir Kevin Towers comes and talks to you about.
Oh no!
I don't need any more shortstop. Stop!
Ha 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 ha.